Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we take the high road
through the Cumberland Gap.
Wait, how is that possible?
Okay, so here we are in the basement.
We are in your basement, Jim.
It is not really maximum capacity for this basement.
No, you can get like 45, 50 people down here.
We could.
Yeah.
We should do that sometime.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
That'd be fun. But we do have a very special guest,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is very exciting. Very exciting. A voice that I think will be very familiar to a lot of our listeners.
Familiar to a lot of listeners who listen to us in the old show.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce yourself, special guest.
Hi, I'm Mary Nahorniak. I'm back in business.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, I'm around. I've been around. I'm really glad to be chilling in the basement with you guys at minimum or maximum capacity.
Yeah, this is great. You know, Jim, how George Singleton wrote us, and when he discovered Rock in the Suburbs, and kind of like the choirs of heavenly angels sang and cymbals crash, that's kind of what it's like today.
So I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You heard from Mary. And Mary, you rock the suburbs of Maryland, right?
I do, yeah. The D.C. burbs over on the other state. Regularly just cross between two or three states on any given day around here.
Yeah. So it fits. It fits better than the old show's name.
Yeah.
To have Mary on, so that's good.
It really does. And Mary was able to bring her wonderfully adorable daughter, Alice, today too. So she's upstairs.
She's upstairs lolling around on the rug.
Yeah.
And one last piece of business that the listeners seem to like is we always talk about what we're drinking for the show. And today, it's water.
It's water. Jim, you're in recovery mode.
Saturday morning coming down.
Like a freight train. Oh.
I've got a hangover. Who knows what that means?
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
No. It means I was drunk yesterday.
That's right. You had a little
hydrate.
Touch of the bullet fever over there.
Oh, man. Yeah, you probably,
There's probably some in the car.
You probably got some popsicle source for that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Mary's here.
Worried
it's exciting. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And it's Mary week.
Oh, my gosh.
It is Mary week.
Because I used to just have a day.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
I get a whole week.
I get 5 days.
And Mary, you brought some new music, right?
I did. Yep.
It's exciting.
So, we are going to talk about Jason Isbell, one of my favorite artist. I actually had a dream last night that you guys had a record label and you signed him for his newest album. Jim is nodding.
Yes.
And but he was performing a show and we were trying to get him to appear on the podcast. And it was like, you know, I woke up and was kind of like, if you sign him to your label, I think he should just be on your podcast.
Dude, we were contractually obligated to come on the podcast.
I know. Patrick was trying to get him to perform and I was like, we could just do an interview. There's so much to ask him about. And we were all discussing Jason Isbell. So in another land, it's pretty cool.
I hope that comes true.
This could become a label.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
I have that dream all the time, but I don't have to be sleeping for that dream. That's just, you know, part of the thing.
Waking dream.
I've been thinking for a while, that Rock in the Suburbs can become a combination podcast, record store, and record label. Don't you think?
I think that's about what it
should be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And bar.
Now it's like a mixed use development.
That's what we need. Yeah. We'll have to check the zoning laws.
Okay. So, new Jason Isbell music.
Yeah. So, he's putting out a new album this year, June 16th, it comes out. It's called The Nashville Sound. And he's released two songs off of it. The first is the single called Hope the High Road. It's a very political song for him. Both of the songs that have been released off of it are pretty rock and roll. And he said out of, I think it might be 10 songs on the album, half are pretty rockin'. And that's just the mood that he was in when he was writing this album.
Which is funny because it's called The Nashville Sound.
Right. Yeah. Well, but yeah. And that's where he lives.
Yes.
And he's got all kinds of different music in his background. And but these are, you know, fast-paced new songs that I'm really just glad to have some new music from him. And particularly these songs and Hope the High Road, I think it feels very fitting for where we are now. We were actually having a conversation a couple weeks ago about where are the protest songs, which I think is an interesting question. And there are some, and I think this is one of them. And it had just come out when we were having that conversation. So he's sort of adding to that, group of music. It's really cool.
Let's hear some of that.
All right.
I used to think that this was my town. What a stupid thing to think. I hear you biting off a breakdown. I myself am on the brink. I used to want to be a real man. I don't know what that even means. Now I just want you in my arms again, and we can search each other's dreams. I know you're tired and you ain't sleeping well. Uninspired, likely mad as hell. But wherever you are, I hope the high road leads you home again. I've heard enough of the white man's blues. I've sang enough about myself. So if you're looking for some bad news, you can find it somewhere else. Last year was the son of a bitch for nearly everyone we know. But I ain't fighting with you down in the ditch. I'll meet you up here on the road.
So much good stuff there.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I've had enough of the white man's blues.
I like the message of the song, yeah. Which I think is great. I mm-hmm. like the whole, you know, sort of driving rhythm of it and everything, mm-hmm. but I also like that little Hammond organ that you hear sort of very in the nice. Background too, mm-hmm. right? That makes me geek out a little bit.
Yeah. Very nice touch. And that's the 400 unit, right?
Yeah.
Which he calls his sort of his rock band, right?
Right. So what's interesting is when I look this up on Spotify, both these songs that we'll hear are there now and you can hear them, but the artist isn't listed as just Jason Isbell. It's Jason Isbell in the 400 unit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, before his last two records, all of his solo stuff was with them. So it seems like it's bringing the band more full force.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting it out together versus just him. With them backing, although he always does introduce them as in their 400 unit, and he always goes down the lineup and everything.
Yeah, interesting. I was doing a little brushing up and saw that he told Rolling Stone magazine about this record. You might shed some tears, but for once, there's a chance you might dance a little, and you can kind of hear that on mm-hmm. this track with the rhythm guitar that kind of kicks it off, and the drums, which are very much almost reminds me, Jim, of like. Kenny Aronoff, right? John Cougar Mellencamp's drummer, right? With that authoritative kind of drum sound, which is a compliment, but very much.
That's yes, really cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like that you included the cougar part in there too. So it's good. Gives you the right frame of reference.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right. Let's take a quick little break here and we'll come back and talk more about Jason Isbell and hear another song, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Jim, I have some really good news.
What is it?
My subscription started to Rockin' the Suburbs today. So this morning I woke up, I walked outside to get my newspaper, and right there next to it was my Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yeah, that's great. So somebody brought it right to you. It came to you because you subscribed.
Yeah, it was great. So when you subscribe, you don't have to do anything. It comes to you. So if we put out a new episode, it just shows up.
Like one of those boxes of food that people get delivered to their house or like a bottle of milk,
yes.
right?
Set it and forget it.
Okay. So how would somebody do that?
Well, what I would recommend, Jim, is go to iTunes. And there's a little purple app on your phone you can use. Mm-hmm. And you can search Rockin' the Suburbs. Just hit the big subscribe button that comes up. Or you can go to iTunes on your, manual home computer. Type it into the database. Put it through the mainframe. And it'll give you a big subscribe button. You just click that.
So, unfortunately, one thing I don't think you can do mm-hmm. is just open up the window and yell.
Not for this one.
I don't think that'll do it.
It's going to take a little more
effort. Don't do that. Go do like Patrick said. Go on your phone, on the app, or go to your computer. And please, it would really help us out. Hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to Rockin' the Suburbs. You will not regret it. It'll come right to you. Okay, we're back in the basement.
Yes.
The basement tapes.
My energy level's getting a little bit higher here.
You're
drinking
a
lot of water.
Yeah, you're hydrating up.
The music definitely helped.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, Mary, tell us, how did you get into Jason Isbell? I know it's one of your favorite artists, right?
Yeah. He skyrocketed to my top three, like almost immediately. Feels like I had just been winding my way toward him for a long time. In 2015, I was visiting my sister at school. She was at Duke at the time, and I was talking with one of her friends, and he had a Jason Isbell Southeastern t-shirt, and he was talking a lot about how much he liked him. And I thought, I've heard this name, I know a lot of my friends are into this guy, I've never really sat down and listened to him. And he was talking about how he's like the new Southern bringing Southern rock to the forefront again, and, you know, just an incredible musician. So I thought, well, this guy seems like he knows what he's talking about. And we had other bands in common. So on my way home from that trip, I put on his two solo albums, the one had just come out, and just immediately was blown away. Like within one or two songs, I was like, oh my God, what have I been doing with my life? You know? And I remember even on that trip, I was driving home from South Carolina at that point because I had gone to visit some friends, and I pulled over, I was getting a coffee at Starbucks, and then I was reading the Wikipedia entry on him while I was getting coffee. And it was talking about his wife and his family, you know, personal history. And just then it said, and their daughter, Mercy, was born on this day. And it was that date.
Oh, wow.
And I clicked the link that it was hyperlinked to, and it took me to his Instagram. And they had just announced their daughter's birth like 45 minutes before that.
Weird.
I got spooked out. Like, I was just like, this is really cool that I just discovered this guy on this day. His daughter was just born. The Instagram was like a picture of her gripping his finger. It was just so sweet. And I just was totally in love with his music and his story. And I've liked him ever since. You know, somebody that I liked for a really long time and still do is Ryan Adams. But I feel more drawn to what Jason Isbell is putting out now. And when I kind of think of my top three musicians, he is bumped above Ryan Adams, and it happened pretty quickly. So
kind of similar, you know, in style and approach, I would say.
Yeah, he's just so, I think Isbell is so like genuine. He's so authentic. His writing is really excellent. I mean, Ryan Adams is very, very prolific, and he's put out a, you know, a lot of stuff. Some of it's great. Some of it's okay. I don't know a lot that Isbell's put out that isn't great, because I think he takes a lot of pride in what he does. So there's, maybe it's a little bit of quality over quantity with him.
He's a better editor of himself for sure than Ryan is.
I would say that.
I'm sure he's learned that.
I also think he seems like he's very motivated by his sort of past troubles.
Right.
So he was in the Drive-By Truckers.
Yep.
And actually had to leave the band because of substance abuse problems.
That's right.
And so he's, you know, got taking care of all of that.
Yes.
And I think that very much motivates him to move forward, right? And really, you know, drives him.
Yeah. And I think the work that he put out when he got sober is honest. You know, it's, I think he saw the world in a super clear new way, and he was afraid of that. Is, you know, he felt like, am I seeing the world better when I'm drunk? Is this the real me? And I think he found that he was able to do, again, even better, more honest work that really like speaks to people in a different way.
And his previous record did very well. It was probably his most high profile, most successful record in terms of audience and sales and things like that. So there are expectations for this one.
Yeah.
I think that are probably bigger than any he's faced in his career. So it'll be really interesting to see, you know, how it sells, how you know, people follow him, how many people go to the shows, how the whole thing goes down, because obviously there's been a big groundswell in front of it already. So, you know, there's preparations for this to be a pretty big record.
Yeah. I hope he becomes a household name.
Yeah.
I'm optimistic. I saw him last year at Meriwether Post in Maryland. He opened for Chris Stapleton, and everybody was there to see Chris Stapleton, you know, so we were there to see Jason Isbell, and he finished his set, and then everybody stood up. And I was like, what, where are all the Isbell people? So I stayed, and, you know, they're not so different of artists. I think if you explore the genre, they feel, I don't know, they feel a little bit different. We went into this last year, but I'm seeing Isbell again at Meriwether, and he's the headliner this year, this summer. So it's almost exactly a year later to the date. So I hope that that's a crowd full of Isbell fans.
Cool.
I think it will be. Yeah.
I'll be one. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's wrap up here, and then we'll hear one more song.
Yeah, we got one more to play from the new record.
Please listen to Rock in the Suburbs occasionally.
Every day.
Every day would be a good way to go.
Morning, noon,
if I can make it through this week, we'll have enough episodes for every day listening. you can hear it on Apple Podcasts /iTunes or Audioboom or Stitcher or TuneIn. You can also find us at our website, which is suburbspod.com. And you can email us, rock@suburbspod.com, and you can find us on some social medias at suburbspod. And what else? Oh, and call the Suburban Party Line.
Yes,
which
do that.
Is 612-440-1984. You can leave a message. You can talk about Jason Isbell. You can talk about anything you want. We have some good messages that we're going to play on some upcoming episodes.
Yes.
One in particular, well, actually a series in particular from a guy, Echo Park Jimmy. I think you guys are going to enjoy that. So that's 612-440-1984. There you go. So we'll play out with, what's the name of the song?
Cumberland Gap.
Mm-hmm. Cumberland Gap from Jason Isbell. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I am your guest, Marina Horniak.
All week.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Just like Quiet Riot did.